of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. And at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, and I see prophecies fulfilled, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." Yeah. At the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to come.
What a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. When Jesus steps out on a cloud and calls his children home. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue Broadcast. I come to you with joy today to have this great program together, and I know it will be a blessing. I am certain of that. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to be a blessing. Now, it's a very important subject, and I will never get through with it today. It'll probably linger a few weeks, and we'll dig in. We want to talk about the New World Religion, the One World Religion, or New World Religion, whichever you want to say. And the very special person in all of that to them, not to us, is the Antichrist. The Antichrist. And he is named five times in the Bible, but all five of them are in the book of 1 John and 2 John. Now, I want to go with it, with you, if you'll open your Bible, 1 John. A little book of 1 John, you know this 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and then Revelation. So we're five books from the end of the Holy Bible. 1 John chapter 2, and let's go, if I might take you to verse 18. Now I want you to get ready to call and get ready to email and get ready to be a part of this program, and let's really have a great understanding together. I'm going to deal with some of the Antichrist that are rising out of the church and are now, in many cases, great figures and well-known people and loved and even almost worshipped by a multitude. And today we're going to talk about Benny Hinn. Okay, listen to me now. Don't get mad at me. You just stay with me, because you can ask me any question. You can call. You can send it by email, and I will answer your question. I'll do my best. If I don't know the answer, I'll get the answer for you, okay? Well, let's talk about the Antichrist. The Antichrist. Now, there's many different names that the Antichrist goes by. He is called by very, very different names. The Wicked One. The Wicked One. He's called in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 13, a beast. A beast rising up out of the Mediterranean Sea. And then we have him as Mystery Babylon. We have him as the Great Harlot. The mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. Those all are titles that relate to the Antichrist. But the Antichrist is one figure. But the Bible says there are many Antichrists. So what are these Antichrists in relation to the Antichrist. Well, the many Antichrists are figures in the preliminary, figures in the developing stages, figures that are now prominent in the world and are leading the world to the place that they will worship the Antichrist. And he is one great evil figure, a beast out of hell. I mean, we're really talking about a beast of beasts. But all of these lesser antichrists are men within the religious world. And I want to say something, and I really want you to hear me. The Antichrist isn't going to come out of the White House. He isn't going to come out of political circles. He's going to come out of the religious camp, the religious world. The one world church will produce the Antichrist. I believe that with all of my heart. The one world church will produce the man that becomes the Antichrist. Well, let me read it to you. Listen, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. Listen, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists. S on it now. Even now are there many Antichrists. You got to hear that. Whereby we know it is the last time. So we tell the hour we live it in by how many Antichrists there are. And there are so many that the Bible says now we know by their presence that we are in the last times. Now, what is an Antichrist? An Antichrist is someone who denies the true Christ of the Bible. Now, it's not someone who rejects the name Christ or even rejects the name Jesus Christ. That Jesus said it plain in Matthew 24, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Many shall come in my name, that's his name, Christ's name, saying, he is the Christ. But these are many antichrists. They do not believe in the Jesus as is in the Bible. With the same theologies, the same doctrines, the same truths, the same great stories. Listen now. Listen, little children, it is the last time. And we know, you've heard, that Antichrist shall come. We've all heard the Antichrist is coming. I mean, that's one of the biggest things said out there. The Antichrist is coming. There are many people laugh at it and say it only in jest. They don't really believe it. And most of the church world now doesn't believe that there's going to be a figure called the Antichrist. That is strange to them, and they don't accept that. Well, the Bible said, we know the Antichrist shall come. And even now are there many Antichrists. Now, where do they come from? Listen, the Bible tells us, they went out from us. They went out from us. He's talking to the church. He's talking about the body of Christ. He's talking about the church world. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, and notice this, that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. You notice these big figures in religion, Benny Hinn, Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, name them, many, many of them. And we're going to name numbers of them the next days. You say, I'm going to get angry at you. Okay, Jesus named them. The early disciples named them. Peter named them. Paul named them. Of course we should name them. I owe you that kind of protection. I owe you that kind of genuineness that I warn you of that which could betray you, that which could destroy you. That is very, very important. Now, let me get rid of that banner. I know I tend to forget things, and this is one of those that I was forgetting, okay? But I got it now, okay? Got it now, so you know it's gone. I'm sorry for that. Didn't take me long, 7 minutes. That's pretty good for me. That's been one. I get involved in my text and my reading, and I don't want to leave that. Well, let's go back. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now listen to this, and you better hear this. This is important. But ye have an unction. That's the Holy Ghost anointed from the Holy One. And you know all things. The reason I've been very devoted in exposing false prophets and false teachers and false preachers and these Antichrist people is because I owe it to you. I'm obligated to you. I care about you. I'm a man that lives for your future protection, for your present protection, for winning souls, for doing the business of the Master. That's all I care about. That's really all I care about. I told my wife the other day, we'd gone to Florida to camp meeting. On our way back, she said, "Dad, you've sung and prayed all the way back." I said, "Honey, I have made up my mind. The last years I've got, it's got to be lived full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. That God can really use in my life." Now, there you see it. Named two times here in this very text that there's an Antichrist and that there are many Antichrists. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong feeling from me or say the wrong thing about what I'm saying. I'm not calling Benny Hinn an Antichrist. I'm calling him a person in the culture of the Antichrist. The Bible calls them Antichrist, but I'm going to let the Bible do it, and I'm just going to say they're in the culture of the Antichrist. They're teaching things that are culturally Antichrist teachings. Now, let me go a little further. You look around you at our world today, and our world is quickly taking on the culture of the Antichrist. If you reject Jesus Christ and you go after this world out there, you're going to follow the spirit of Antichrist. And you're going to go in a direction that's going to be heartbreaking down the road when it really comes to fruition, when you really see the end of your bad choice. I promise you, if ever you've turned to Christ, you must turn to Christ. If ever you've turned to Christ, you must turn to Christ. Now, I want to give you something today, but I'm really choosing this gift very carefully. Since I'm going to deal somewhat with the Catholic Church and some of their teachings, and I'm especially going to deal with Benny Hinn, who is a Catholic mystic, and that's what this booklet says that I wrote, Catholic Mystic. I want to show you that the Catholics do really hate what we teach and what we believe. Now, they'll accept some of our essential things and beliefs, like Jesus is the Son of God, that he was resurrected. They'll embrace some of that. But the real teachings they want, here's a booklet I'm going to give you, Catholic Attacked of the Rapture. Catholic Attacked of the Rapture. Now, this includes many quotes from two different books that I went to the Catholic bookstore personally and bought them. And read them so I could show you how the Catholic Church hates the pre-trib rapture. And if you want to know why, there's a big movement around the church world away from the pre-trib rapture. It goes right back to the teachings of the Catholic Church. It goes right back to their hatred of this doctrine of the pre-trib rapture. Let me take a moment before I get any further in things and read you. Here's what one of these books says. It says, "The Rapture Trap," and that's the name of the book, by the way, "The Rapture Trap," is written primarily then for everyday Catholics who accept the God-given teaching authority of the church and who have a good dose of common sense. The rapture trap. In other words, he calls the rapture, the pre-trib rapture, nothing but a trap. And he says the rapture trap is primarily, that's the book, written for Catholics who accept the God-given teachings of the Catholic Church and have a good dose of common sense. In other words, we who believe in the pre-trib rapture don't have a good dose of common sense. All of the tedious and prickly debates over the true meaning of a biblical Greek term used by St. Paul, or even the true significance of a horned beast pictured in the book of Revelation really comes for very little until the larger issue of authority is involved. Some of these minor debates may count for nothing at all. You see, the Catholic Church and now almost the whole, well, I know the post-millennial crowd, they all reject the book of Revelation. Well, they don't have any choice. They can't be post-millennial. They can't be against a pre-trib rapture without rejecting the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation just puts it down black and white. It don't leave any ability to truly question the pre-trib rapture when you understand the book of Revelation. That's why I have a set of DVDs. And I'm not on here to sell, but here's a set of DVDs. They also are on CDs, 24 covering the whole book of Revelation. 24 DVDs done professionally, or you can get them in CDs. DVDs, of course, video, you see them. CDs, you just hear them. You can get this whole set here from this ministry that I've done professionally. And you talk about teaching you the pre-trib rapture. You won't have any doubt if you listen and if you believe what the book of Revelation says, okay? Well, I can go on and read. The rapture trap is written primarily then for everyday Catholics who accept the teaching authority of the church and have a good dose of common sense. Listen to this. Sadly enough, a mistaken and rather novel idea about Christ's return rooted in fundamentalist preaching or fundamentalist Protestant teaching is making the rounds of our culture these days. It claims that Jesus is coming back, not once more, but twice. One of these times, this teaching asserts he will come secretly to snatch away true believers from their troubles on earth. Then, this even has been dubbed the rapture or the secret rapture. Now, this book, The Rapture Trap, really, really, really tries to destroy the whole doctrine of the pre-trib rapture. I'm giving you this. This is my gift today. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, or email your request with your address, okay? We want to give you this book. This book ought to be read by every person listening to me. Every preacher needs this book. If you put this book in your Bible to read and to really devour it, it will protect you against this insidious effort to bring all of you into the Catholic domain. They mean to make a Catholic out of you. Did you know that? They mean to make a Catholic out of your pastors, and they're doing a good job with many of them. They really are. They really are. Now, the reason all of this is happening is because there's figures out there, there's people out there, there's big names out there who have given themselves over to the Catholic doctrines. Here's Benny Hinn. I mean, everybody knows the name Benny Hinn. Everybody probably has seen him a little bit, maybe passing on television, and maybe a big sign coming to town. Well, he is, no question about it, he is a Catholic. That's very evident. There's no question about it. He gives his testimony in here. My upbringing, of course, was Catholic, in that I attended the Catholic school in Jaffa, Israel. And so my mentality, basically, is a Catholic mentality. When I was born again, I was Catholic in my way, or my ways. I am very Catholic in my ideas, in my behavior. And that's Benny Hinn's own testimony. He's a Catholic. And yet he preaches among Pentecostals. I've got Pentecostal friends who have been in the Church of God, who are working with him, who sing for him, who are involved with him, unless it is changed, which is a possibility. But I'm here to tell you, we're talking about a deceiver. We're talking about a man who is totally in the Antichrist culture. Totally in the Antichrist. He's not the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be one figure. He's yet to appear. But there are many antichrists, the Bible said. I read that to you in 1 John chapter 2. Remember that? Many antichrists. Many people who are in that direction. Let me read a little testimony of Benny Hinn when he was at a Catholic Mass. Now, you know what a Catholic Mass is? That's where the priest takes the wafer and takes the wine, and he transforms it into the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. And here is Benny Hinn's testimony, a silky feeling, a beautiful softness to the robe. He was having a Catholic Mass. He was down on his knees, and this figure appeared to him. And he said, a silky feeling, a beautiful softness in the robe. The next thing I was feeling was actually the form of a body, the shape of a body. And my body went totally numb. And God really gave me a revelation that night that when we partake communion, it is not just communion, Paul. He's talking to Paul Crouch. He was on TBN. We are partaking Jesus Christ himself. He did not say, take, eat, this represents my body. He said, this is my body broken for you. When you partake communion, you're partaking Christ, and that heals your body. When you partake Jesus, how can you stay weak or sick? And so tonight, as we partake of communion, we're not partaking bread. We're partaking what he said we should be partaking of, his body. This is my body. The Confused World of Benny Hinn. Well, on and on. This little booklet is full of it. I've written this, and it's available also. You know, and it's amazing. Some of the things and stories he tells. He's a fabricator to the nth degree. He tells one story here that I record about going to a hospital and almost everybody being healed. And it was just took it over. And the hospital later denied any such thing that ever happened there. I mean, completely denied it when it was reported that he had told this. Well, all I'm telling you is, friend, we're in a day of many antichrist. Many preachers are going after the culture of antichrist. Now, you tell your friends, next Saturday, the Lord willing, next Saturday, I'm going to deal with Rick Warren, a Roman Catholic without a question, and a partaker of the antichrist culture. A partaker. Literally, John would call him an antichrist. John said there are many antichrists. He would call all of these preachers antichrists. I'm not calling them that. I'm saying they're partakers of the culture. They've moved into the culture of antichrist. They're going in the direction of the antichrist. Now, I want you to really hear me, because I shiver with a sense of responsibility. The sense of what's happening to the church world. And how so much of the church world is moving away from the pre-trib rapture, which is nothing but a pre-event prior to going Catholic. I mean, they are on their way. They're moving into post-millennialism. They're moving into the old doctrine of the Catholic Church all the way back to the 3rd and 4th century, and that's post-millennialism. Different forms of it, of course. A little different from the Presbyterian post-millennial today, and a little different from the charismatic dominion theology, they call it. They say, we're going to take over the earth. They actually believe that there's not going to be a revelation of a 7-year tribulation period, but there's going to be just moving into a 1,000-year millennial reign where the church rules, not Christ. He'll still be in heaven. But we, the church, they, the church, not we, I won't be there. I'm going in the rapture. I'm here to tell you. I'm going in that rapture. Well, I got to get to the phones, and I got to get to my information. Grab your phone. I want to hear your question. Benny Hinn, what do you think about him? What is your question about him? How do I know that he is absolutely part of the Antichrist culture? How can I say that? How can I dare say that about a fellow minister here in America? Well, I can say that because of what he believes. I only base what I say on theology and doctrine. I don't base it on criticizing him. I'm not trying to cut down Benny Hinn. I'm not trying to destroy Benny Hinn or Rick Warren or the Catholic people. There's wonderful Catholic people out there. It isn't the people, it's the doctrines, it's the theology, it's the departure from the truth. They believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, they believe things about her that are so unbiblical. She never was married, she was born without sin, she didn't die, she ascended, all this kind of theology. I mean, it's crazy to believe things that are totally contrary to the Bible. We're going to look at that when we come to Rick Warren. I just showed it to you in Benny Hinn. I mean, no doubt about it. I don't need to show you any more about Benny Hinn, but that he thinks when we take communion, we actually eat and drink the body of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's cannibalism. That's cannibalism. Do you hear me? It cannot be biblical. It cannot be biblical. And so Jesus is at the Father's right hand. He's not down here with me to take a meal out of his right arm. He's not down here for me to have some piece of wafer transformed into his literal body. I mean, it just, you're talking about common sense. That book, The Rapture Trap, talked about us fundamentalists not having common sense, called us Protestants, actually. Well, you know, I think somebody don't have common sense who believes that wafer is turned into the very body of Jesus, and that wine is turned into the very blood of Jesus. And to think about all the priests that do it, and if you know anything much about priests, many of them are homosexuals and very, very much, very much morally decrepit. And they cannot transform a piece of wafer into the body of Christ. Please hear me, and get in your Bible. Just believe the whole Bible. That's all you got to do. You don't have to believe me. Just believe the Bible. Well, let's see if we got any emails that have come in here, and I want you to call. I really want calls. I love the calls. 1-1-704. One, if you're outside the Charlotte area, the 704 area, 1-704-391-0588. If you're inside the Charlotte 704 area, you just dial 704, okay? 704-391-0588. And then toll free anywhere in America or Canada, 1-800-338. 1-800-333-7884. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH. I like that word, truth. 1-800-33-TRUTH. Grab your phone. I want your question. I want you to disagree with me. I want you to tell me if you think I'm crazy. Tell me why now. Don't tell me I'm crazy unless you tell me why. And I'd like to have a verse of Bible that proves why I'm crazy, okay? So argue, debate from the Bible, not just from your feelings and your opinion, okay? Very, very important. Very, very important. Now, I pray. Let me see here. I don't believe I have any calls yet. Nope, no calls yet. So grab your phone. Grab your phone. Yes, here's one. Do you believe that people are actually healed at Benny Hinn Crusades? Yes. Occasionally, someone is healed at a Benny Hinn Crusade. Let me give you an example. Several years ago now, Benny Hinn came to Charlotte. I announced on the radio, anybody that gets a miracle at Benny Hinn Crusade, I want to interview you and let you share your testimony to the whole radio audience. I made that a promise. I did it on radio all over the area. I announced it very clearly and very bravely. I got one person who called me that wanted to give a testimony. And I said, okay, let's have your testimony. Well, she talked about it. She talked about how she was reluctant, but she finally went up, and instantly she was perfectly healed. But when she was healed, something happened to her. She got a leadership, she said, within her spirit to do something that was absolutely impossible. She was to become a preacher and an evangelist and start traveling. She had several children. They were little. They were at home. She knew she had to raise her children. She had nobody to leave them with. And so she wrestled with this for several days. And finally, on her face, on her knees, talking with God, she understood that that was a false impression that she was not supposed to do. And she immediately said, I renounce it. I deny it. I will not try to be something God has not called me to be. And instantly the miracle left her. And she was back in the same condition she had been in before she was healed. So there are demonic healings. There are demonic miracles. There are demonic signs that then lead that person in a way that is clearly demonic and evil and wrong. So that everything that the devil does supernaturally, I would rather say that he does, what's the right word? Oh, paranormal. Every paranormal thing that Satan does comes with a price. And it comes with a price that the person who pays it will regret somewhere down the road, because they will have sold their soul to something that is not from God. They would have sold their soul to something that is not from God. Thank you. That was a good question, by the way. I do know that miracles occur in the devil's kingdom. Now, I can give you proof of that. Let me take you over to Revelation chapter 13, and we will see what the Bible says. There was given him, this is the Antichrist, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name, to blaspheme his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given him to make war against the saints and to overcome them. And it goes on to tell about the miracles. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is alike unto the beast? Above it says, and I saw one of his heads as it was healed. And it goes on to talk about wonders and signs and things that were done. Now, I want to hear from you. It's very important to me that you grab your phone and that I hear from you. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, can you get on? I won't hear you. I didn't hear you then. Hey, can you cut your radio down and then ask me your question, dear friend? You have to cut your radio down or it will mess up everything and I'll have to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mike Kennedy. I finally got your thing for the first time. And
do you have a question, Mike, about what I'm talking about today?
Yeah, I was up at Winston-Salem doing a VA claim, and I was attending one of their church things the other day. And it fits right into your subject matter today, because when I went in there, they had a whole stack of the NIV Bibles, and when I was
Well, you know, I'm not talking about that, Mike. Now, I love you. You know that. But you know how you and I talked the last time. So please understand that I'm going to have to cut you off. You're not on my subject. Now, call us quickly, please. I want to hear from you out there. Mike has been real sick. Very sick. I've talked with his wife and tried to help, and I haven't really made a lot of gain yet, but you pray for me and pray for Mike Kennedy that God will give him a miracle. He gets on his tangent, and here he goes. So that's why I'm moving on. Now, listen, I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want your question quickly. I want to talk about this subject at hand, the one world religion. And the NIV, by the way, that he mentioned, is absolutely a part of that one world religion. It is a post-millennial Bible. And it has clearly altered many scriptures that deal with the pre-trib rapture, because the translators did not believe in the pre-trib rapture. Well, the lines are open. Want to hear from you? I'm trying to look here for calls. I'm telling you, I got to get my computer brighter so I can read it. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want to take you to the book of Revelation while you're calling and while you're emailing me. Now, this subject is imperatively important. I'm trying to tell you, the world out there is full of antichrist, and they're all coming. See, the antichrist comes out of the church. He doesn't come from political circles. He comes from the church. I read it to you just as clear as a bell. I mean, you can't read anything. They went out from us. He's talking about the many antichrists out there. They went out from us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. So their doctrine does not continue with us because they're not into this Bible. They don't take the Bible literal. They've got a new Jesus that doesn't even favor the Jesus of the Bible. I don't mean now in looks. I mean in his doctrine and the things that he teaches and the things that he believes. Now, I want to hear from you, because I am concerned to show you the new world religion is coming like a storm. And if you don't understand the figures like Rick Warren and Rick Joyner and Benny Hinn and T.D. Jakes and on the list goes, if you don't understand those figures, if you don't understand the different individuals, and I will do my best to name as many of them as I can have the absolute proof that they're part of this Antichrist culture. I'm going to name as many of them as possible and try my best to get you to think and just go get in your Bible. That's all you got to do. Go get in your Bible. Go get in your Bible and read the Word of God. And if you go to the Bible, and the Bible says if you lack wisdom, let him ask of the Lord. And the Lord will give it to him liberally and upbraid not. That's in the book of James. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And he will give him wisdom, I mean, beyond measure. The Bible promises that. The Bible promises that you can have wisdom. If you don't understand the rapture, get on your knees and spend a few days fasting in prayer. Read the book of Matthew. Read the book of Luke. Read the book of Revelation. Read the book of 1st, 2nd Peter. Just read the Bible and pray for wisdom from God. I guarantee you, you begin to ask God for wisdom, He'll show you where you're right. And he'll show you where you're wrong. Remember that verse I read a while ago? That we have an unction from the Holy One. You have an unction, an anointing, a teacher. When the Holy Ghost comes, he will teach you. And let me tell you, the book of Revelation is so full of it, it's literally overwhelming. Now, I'm giving you today. I'm going to tell you again. You probably, some and many have joined me since we started. Catholics attack, a Catholic attack of the rapture. I went to the Catholic bookstore, bought two books against the rapture. And boy, do they attack the pre-tribulation rapture. I mean, that is just, whoo! I mean, they come at it like a storm. And here's the proof of it in the booklet. I quote them precisely. I name the book. I tell you the page. You can go get a copy if you want to spend your money like that. I did it for you. I did it because I want to teach you the truth, and it's my gift today. Catholic attacked of the rapture. They hate the pre-trib rapture. Everybody you find that hates the pre-trib rapture, they are probably going in the direction of the Antichrist. I'm not calling them an Antichrist because they don't believe in the pre-trib rapture, but I'm saying they're going in that direction. They're going in this direction of post-millennialism. They're going in this direction of rejecting the book of Revelation as a literal futuristic book that actually gives us a picture of how it's all going to end. And it's really going to end right. Now, I hope I can send this to hundreds of you. If you haven't already called, the ladies are standing by, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I want somebody out there who's really a pro-Benny Hinn person, and maybe a Catholic person, to call and let's talk about it. Let's just talk to one another. Let's try to understand each other. Let's try to understand where Brother Chambers is coming from. Let's try to understand how dangerous it is today, how dangerous it is if you don't keep your doctrine clean and clear and pure. It is just plain dangerous. That's all I can tell you. It is just plain dangerous. Now grab your phone. Grab your phone. Grab your internet. Where's my internet, people? Where are those emails that you should be sending one after the other to help me get this subject across and to ask the questions that will help people? Do you understand the multitudes out there that are being led astray in this new church world? Do you understand the liberalism? Do you understand how they have left those great truths of repentance and turning from sin? You do know I'll be dealing with John MacArthur. I have a tremendous study of John MacArthur called Calvinism Unveiled. Calvinism Unveiled. I did six of these programs, John MacArthur and Calvinism. Calvinism in the Tulip. The Tulip, Unconditional Election and Limited Atonement, Irresistible Grace, Man as a Robot, Biblical Eternal Security, The Paradoxes of Calvinism. Six of them. Oh, I've had some good response from this. All straight basically from John MacArthur. I had a CD from John MacArthur. Maybe it was a cassette back then. It was sent to me by a great, great friend of mine, Dave Hunt, who's now with the Lord. It was sent to me by him because it was done especially about him. And so I used all the teachings of John Calvin to bring them to the radio and did these six programs so that I could teach you so that there'd be no doubt you have what he said, you have what the Bible said. And that's really all I do. When I'm dealing with things that are all wet, I just go to the Bible. I deal with what the Bible says. I go to their cassettes and their DVDs. Now, back then with mostly videos, I go through them with a fine-tooth comb and find these quotes. And then I actually put the quotes on the CD or the DVD or the CD, whichever. I put them right there. You can see them. You can hear them saying them. A few times I had to read some because I didn't have them on a video. But I do it to teach you. And boy, I don't pull no punches. There's no cheap cheesiness about what I do. I don't tell you something I can't back up with the Bible. I stay right with the truth, and I want you to hear that. I really do want you to hear that. Very, very important. Well, let's take this one here and see if please explain spots, clouds, trees, and twice dead in Jude 1:12. Well, I tell you, I don't know what that might be, but I'm willing to go find out. There are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about of wind. Trees whose fruit withereth, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. What is he dealing with? He's dealing with false prophets who are teaching and preaching false things that are like clouds without rain. They are twice dead in their own spirits. They have no true reality of spiritual Holy Ghost anointing. They are a shadow of the past. They've lost their way. They've gone into theologies that are absolutely false. And so the Bible describes them, and that's how he describes them. That's the word of the Holy Ghost describing a Benny Hinn. Absolutely. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you. In other words, they're teaching bad things. They're teaching things that are like dark spots on a white garment, feeding themselves without fear. I mean, they're getting money. They are real. They don't have any fear of truth. They don't have any fear of honesty. They will tell things that have not an essence of truth in them. Well, the Jude 1:12 just says it plain. Says it plain. Clouds without water, carried about of the wind, trees whose fruits withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. That's the false prophets of this generation. That's the Antichrist with an S. Not men who are themselves the Antichrist, but men with the culture of Antichrist. Men who are teaching men and women who are teaching the doctrines of Antichrist. Well, it's an overwhelming picture, you know. It really is. Let's go to Revelation 17. Let me read you a little bit about this Antichrist. He likens it to a harlot woman. Now, why does he use woman? Because in the Bible, a woman is a type of the church, the true church, as well as a type of the false church. A harlot woman is the type of the false church. A godly, pure woman is the type of the true church. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs, of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which have the seven heads and 10 horns. And he goes and describes this harlot woman, this abomination of the earth, this mother of harlots. I mean, we're talking about leading a whole generation of people to hell, leading them away from the true biblical life of Christ-centered living, of biblical truth, the blessed hope of the rapture and the coming of the Lord, the great realities of living a believer's life. Very, very important. Now, if you have a question, I want to hear it, okay? Very important to me. Let's see if there's not another one here. Please share from John. Salvation is knowing Jesus Christ. He is the treasure to be sought after. Isn't that the truth? This person asked me to please share about salvation and the treasure of Jesus Christ. You see, all of the theology that you see all mixed up and all out of whack and all, in, you know, in tatters. You say, what in the world? Why is the church in such a mess? Because they left the centrality of Jesus. The centrality, the center. I said to a man of the day who sent me an email, he was really upset about me teaching the rapture, and he come out to me with a storm. And I said, wait a minute, you're getting this out of this book written by a man that, you know, and I won't name the book here because I don't like to do it in part. And I said, sir, just go to the Bible and get on your face and wait on Jesus and just let God know I want to know Jesus. Let Jesus teach you the salvation way. Don't wait on some minister and somebody's book that's all twisted up. Find the Bible and find the Christ of the Bible. That's where you find true salvation. That's where the hope of the world is. Jesus is so real to me. I cannot describe the beauty of his realness in my life. I really can't. It is glorious, divine. What do you think about the protests and riots against Israel these days? How does this play into prophecy? Did you know the Bible said that the whole world would turn against Israel? The whole world would turn against Israel. And take you back to the book of go to say the book, Daniel is one of them, but on beyond Daniel, I got to get these clips out. I mark myself and try to keep my Bible all organized. Zechariah makes it so plain how the world would turn against Israel. Let me see. I've got a new Bible here. And if I can find the right place. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. There it is. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. proclaims that in the last days Jerusalem would be a cup of trembling, and though all the nations would turn against Jerusalem. It's happening right now, friend. What are we saying? We're saying the signs of Jesus' return is at the door, and any moment here will be gone. Good question, by the way. Good question. It really brings us where we are. While you've got Jerusalem and the people of Israel in the fix therein because of the Antichrist spirit that's coming to destroy that war of Gog and Magog in preparation, you've also got the church world going after a one world church so they can set up the kingdom on the earth because they don't believe in a rapture. Some of the things that Rick Warren says boggles my brain. And of course, John MacArthur, he's even teaching now, if you take the mark of the beast, I guess he's expecting his crowd to be here during the Antichrist. If you take the mark of the beast, you can still be forgiven. And that's an absolute lie. I mean, the Bible says there's no forgiveness. He's one of the ones we're going to spend some time with, okay? Let me see if I've got another one here. I don't want to miss a call. I do my level best. Several years ago, you used to talk about vitamins and nutritions on your program. What advice can you give us? Wow. And, you know, I don't want to get into that really in a big way. I do have a lot of vitamins that I am very dedicated to. If you'd like to have a little catalog. I get it right in a minute. A little catalog of the vitamins we carry. You just send for it, okay? You can call the ladies and they'll be glad to put down your address and send you a little catalog of our vitamins. I take Calm, which is magnesium, every day. I drink 30 ounces of good hot water every morning, first thing. 30 to 40 ounces. Put it right in my body. It flushes every cell in my body and cleans out all the things in my cells that shouldn't be. It's a beautiful thing to do. And it don't cost a thing but a cup to drink water out of. 30 to 40 ounces every day. One of the best things you can do. Let me go here and see if I have any more calls. That's not one. I'm trying to make sure I find it here. I've already got to share the danger of mingling with those who are embracing and supporting these false teachers and preachers. Now, that's a good one. What is the danger? If you go to a Benny Hinn meeting, you go to Rick Warren's meeting, you get into Rick Warren's book, you go to a church where they have Rick Warren's book as their text to study. What's the danger? The danger is you will be deceived if you hang around it. You cannot hang around false doctrines. Because, listen, false doctrines are under the power of false spirits. False doctrines are under the power of false spirits. Do you understand? Every false doctrine has a demon behind it, promoting it, teaching it. And so you come under the influence not of what enters your head. You come under the influence of that which touches your heart. You come under an emotional and a physical and an energy level of attack, of approach, of deception that is as dangerous as hell itself. I couldn't warn you more vividly. Get out of that Rick Warren church. Get out of that Rick Joyner church. Get out of that Benny Hinn place. If you don't, you will wind up going that direction. Don't tell me you won't. I was in the Church of God for 40-some years. I left it 20 years ago, 22 years ago, because I saw the direction it was going. One day, I got a call from someone at the bookstore in Cleveland, our headquarters, trying to sell me a Benny Hinn book. I went to the General Assembly, and there was Benny Hinn books everywhere. And I said, I'm not hanging around this. I told the little lady from the bookstore in Cleveland, no way, lady, should you call and try to sell me a book by that deceiver. And I know I shook her up. Bless her heart. She didn't know what she was doing, but what she was told to do. And I felt bad about it later, but I'm sure she got a good warning. Hopefully it affected her life. But I'm telling you, that's why I got out. That's why I got out. And now they're further and further. And some of the people that I thought would never have changed have changed. Now they're not even the same people. They don't want nothing to do with me. I'm poison. Poison. All I believe is what I've always believed. I am still preaching what I preached in the Church of God 50 years ago. Just plain old Bible truth. That's all. And if you stay in that mess, it will affect you. You know that, don't you? It will affect you. No way around it. No way around it. The Bible tells us, come out from about them and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. I'm quoting not what she wrote, but the scriptures she was referring to. Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. I mean, you got to get out of that. You got to get out of that. I plead the blood with you. I really do. I cry out to you, get out of these false doctrines. It is the spirit of Antichrist. The culture of the Antichrist has taken over at least 90% of all the churches of America and most of the world. The culture of Antichrist. I get calls by the bukus from the foreign fields begging me to come here, begging me to go there, begging me to go there. I can't. I'm here doing it here, and everybody's getting me. You see, I'm being seen right now on by every nation in the world. If they've got on a computer and they've cut it on and they've got visible video capacity, they're either seeing me or hearing me anywhere in the world. Right here, doing what I'm doing. And I'm warning people. I'm showing you what will change your life. And I'm telling you, you need to get in the book of Revelation. You've got to study that great book. You really have. You've got, hey, these 11 videos on the false anointing. This is Pensacola. Impartation, Beatle Music in the Church, Kenneth Hagin, Trinity Broadcast, that's Paul Crouch, Pensacola and White Magic, Benny Hinn, the genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost, the born again Jesus deception, where will it end? Part one, part two. You really need this set of DVDs or CDs, whichever you want. I'm telling you, we are living in a late hour. And now for several weeks, I'm going to deal with all of this. Rick Joyner, you're going to love it when I spend a day with him. I'm here to tell you what a mystic. He's nothing but a mystic. If he's not an Antichrist, then I'm a monkey, you know. Maybe somebody thinks I am anyway. But I'm here to tell you, it is dark. And Jesus said it. I mean, Paul said, John said it. But John said what Jesus gave him to say. You always remember that, don't you? You do know that. For they went out from us because they were not of us. Notice, little children, it is the last times. And as you have heard, the Antichrist shall come. And now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last times. There are many Antichrists. Did I get I believe they come and told me I had another call and I forgot it. Please grab your phone, everybody. Grab your phone. Let's spend these last 11 minutes on the telephone with all over Charlotte, all over Bladenburg, all down through the eastern part to Myrtle Beach. I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. Are you a Benny Hinn watcher? Do you want to know the real truth? Can I send you something about it? Can I open your eyes? My video on Benny Hinn will blow your little mind. It is so breathtaking. It's the DVD now. It'll blow your little mind. It really will. I may just put it on one Saturday and let you watch it. I may just do that. Hey, that's a good idea. Put that on, let you watch about half of it, and then come on and, boy, you'd have some questions then, I promise you. I promise you. That's probably what I'm going to do. I hadn't got to that yet. Well, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. You got to get this free gift. Catholic attack of the pre-trib rapture. Boy, do they hate the rapture teaching. Boy, do they hate it. You got to have this. Came from two Catholic books that I bought at the Catholic bookstore. So I'm not bringing you somebody's gossip. I'm bringing you what they said. And I do that all the time, by the way. I promise you. So, you want that booklet? Grab your phone right now. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to see all four lines lit up right now. Grab your phones. 1-800-338-7884, 704, the local number, 704-391-0588. And email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC. Joseph Robert Chambers, JRC, at Paul Creek, PAWCREEK.org. Man, I'm having a wonderful time today bringing you the truth as best I know how. Really, as best I know how. As best I know how. I don't know everything, but I'm doing my best to give you the great truths of the Bible and affect your life as best I know how. As best I know how. As best I know how. Antichrist in Winston-Salem. Well, I don't know what Mike, my dear friend, was going to say, and I do love him very much, but I have to be very careful and stay right where I belong, okay? Right where I belong. I want to hear from you. I got some don't find any more. Well, I may have some in my spam box, my junk mail. I get some there. Here's an anonymous question. I thought I'd find something here that I need to bring to you. Please excuse me. I have to get this all worked out, you know. I got to do my job. I've really got to do my job. And here's what I'm doing. Here is a question. And this person didn't want nobody to know who they were. So here we are. I've seen some books that say the pre-trib rapture doctrine was conjured up by the Jesuit to get Protestants to not believe that the papacy was the Antichrist, and he is a future figure. I've seen books that say that. Well, I don't know. I've never seen a book that says that. But pre-trib didn't come from the Catholic Church. Pre-trib didn't come from the Catholic Church. They hate it. And why would they promote that? They would not do that. That don't make no sense. I'm sorry. That don't make no sense. I'm sorry to say that. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Mr. Chambers. I have a good question for you.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Okay. And I've questioned this a long time because I've been in the Pentecostal a long time, holiness. But I've seen strong Christians. I mean, I felt like they were strong. I had a lot of confidence in. And then a lot of these TV evangelists have come along. And I know the spirit of deception is strong in our day. But I wondered how they could be deceived by somebody like T.D. Jakes and some of these, like Benny Hinn. How in the world?
The reason they could be deceived is because they were not founded in Bible doctrine. They were, you know, if you are emotional instead of spiritual, you are setting yourself up to be deceived. You've got to be spiritual. You got to learn to pray and fast and live in the Bible and feed yourself the scripture regular. Go to church regular. Hear the word of God preached. The Bible said God has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So somehow, some way, and some means, they either never were spiritual or they became cold and indifferent and their prayer life ceased and they began to walk by feelings instead of by faith. There are many reasons and ways people are deceived, and I certainly couldn't tell you all of them. But you need to understand it can happen to anybody. So don't ever feel, nobody out there should ever feel like you are secure in yourself. You're only secure in this Bible and in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Correct. That's right.
Well, you know, I wish I was more I could tell you, but I'm here to tell you, we live in a dark day. Deception is so strong. And as I said earlier, every doctrine has a spirit behind it. Good doctrine has the anointing of God behind it. Bad doctrine has the evil spirit behind it. And the feelings of those spirits are similar. The devil is an imitator. He can send cold chills up your spine big enough to drown you, to deceive you. The devil comes to you in your feelings, but God comes to you through your mind. Always remember that. Everybody out there, hear this. God deals with you by the word of God, by what you hear. You are settled and saturated by what you hear. The devil comes to you with an emotion. He comes to you and convinces you by some feeling you have that something is true. The Bible is just plain. You believe it because he said, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Reason together. God wants you to reason with him. The devil wants you to fall for emotions. Did you hear that?
That's right. That's right. And you know, not too long ago, I had someone that I was affiliated with, and they had stopped me uptown and told me to pray for their cousin. And it was a 21-year-old girl. Had cancer, and her grandparents had raised her, and they had everybody praying for her, and she was still sick. And this girl told me, she said, the last report is her grandparents are taking her to Benny Hinn.
Oh, brother. Well, that happens a lot of times, and I can't tell you anything, but it's a sad day. Thank you for calling, dear lady. Thank you. Did you give the ladies your address so we can send you the gift?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, that one's gone. I'm very sorry. Call back, please. Call back, please. I will be delighted. Let me see. Are you there? Nope. Are you there? May I help you, please? Well, I'm not getting them, so I'm sorry. Here we go. Now we're there. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I didn't get that one either. You didn't have it on the air. You didn't have it closed up good. I'll come back to that one in a minute. We're having a tough time with these phones. And this week we tried to get them to reprogram a certain part of it. And they said they couldn't, but we're probably going to have them do it anyway. Well, no, I can't get line one, ladies. All right, line two. You on the air. May I help you, please?
This is Reverend Jamie.
Hey.
There's no greater spirit of the Antichrist as what the Obama administration does to Israel.
You didn't hear me say a while ago, though, Obama is not the Antichrist. The Antichrist comes out of the church.
No, he's killed by the spirit of the Antichrist.
Oh, but he's under that culture. The whole world, brother, is under the culture of the Antichrist. The whole world is under the culture of the Antichrist. It is overwhelming how this world has turned to the culture of the Antichrist. God bless you, friend.
We need to watch for Obama from keeping Israel from completing the...
He ain't going to do one thing good for Israel. Mark it down, buddy. He don't care about Israel. He is not on Israel's side. The reason he's not an Antichrist is he's a Muslim. The Antichrist is going to come out of the Christian world. And he's a Muslim, as sure as my name is Joseph. Now, give us a call. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Hey, let me tell you, I need a piano player at our church. I need a piano player. Anybody out there that loves to play the piano, you're full of the Spirit of God, call me. I also need a teacher. A teacher and a piano player. Now, you hearing me? Are you hearing me out there? Hey, I need help. I need help. Hey, and I need your support. I didn't get a lot of support from you this week, and I thought this week would have been dynamic. Maybe this coming week, the new week of the month, is going to be. And I'm praying for that. I need your help. I'm believing God to send his angels to minister for me and to help me. Let me see here. Translation of the Bible here. Let me see what my husband and I have supported your ministry, and we're able to be in the church with you once. We're looking for the book. Hey, here's a good one. Hey, I will help these people. I won't try to read all of that today because I cannot do that. I don't have the time for that. Well, that's old anyway. Where'd that come from? I declare this thing is doing funny things again. It did that today. Hey, call me quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. We care about you, my friend. We care much about you, and we're reaching out to you with all of our heart. We really are. I'm trying to get this thing to do right here. I've got to have me a new mouse. I really have. I've got to have me. There we are. We're back. Trying to see if I have another one here. All right. Prophet Jonah. Hey, I hadn't got that. Did you see where the ISIS militants in Iraq are destroying the purported tomb of Jonah? I did see that. They hate everything that's biblical. They hate everything that's biblical. Brother, you can't depend on them supporting or caring for anything. Hey, I got to go. Got to go. Remember, love to have you in church tomorrow. Paul Creek Church, 5110 Tuckasegee Road. Remember, I need your support. I need your financial help. I really do. Remember, we got a Christian school. Won't be long. You need your children in a Christian school. You really do. And remember, I need some staff people. And if you have the need or you know someone, a great pianist, a great choir director, a great school teacher, I'd love to hear from you. You are wonderful. I love you. We care about you. You're important to us, and our desire is to be a blessing to you. Do you hear me? Our desire is to be a blessing to you. I love you. I love you. I love you.